Today I want to talk about something that happened in the Catholic Church this past week, which has something to teach all of us. Stay tuned. Hello, friends. Pastor Tim Westermeyer here, senior pastor of St. Philip the Deacon in the western suburbs of Minneapolis. Good to be with you as always. Last week's episode, if I'm not mistaken, we talked about All Saints Day. If you didn't have a chance to catch that, we'll link to it here. I'm thinking about that this week, the week after All Saints, because something happened on this All Saints Day, November 1st, 2025, which I want to reflect on for today's episode. And that something was that this gentleman, John Henry Newman, was declared a doctor of the church. That's a Catholic designation. Doctor in this case doesn't mean a medical doctor, but a teacher of the church. That's significant because in 2,000 years of Christianity, only 38 people have been declared doctors of the church by the Catholic Church. And I thought the fact that that happened this past week was worth noting. Again, I'm the pastor, gratefully and happily, of a Lutheran tradition, but I don't think it's a bad thing for us to pay attention to what our Christian brothers and sisters are doing in other traditions, including our Catholic brothers and sisters. And so I want to just say a couple of words about John Henry Newman. He was an Englishman. He lived in England, therefore. He was born in 1801. He died in 1890, so his life basically took up the entire 19th century. He was a very celebrated author. He was a pastor in the Episcopal or Anglican Church, I should say, the Anglican Church, and then converted to Catholicism famously about midway through his life. The themes of his teaching are things like faith and reason, the importance of our conscience, the development of doctrine, the way education works. And I'm not going to go into any of those in detail. We do not have time for that in this episode. You can Google other YouTube videos about him, and there are a lot of them because he was just declared a doctor. And I would encourage you to do that. His life is worth studying. I want to lift up just a couple of things about his life, which I think are worth thinking about for all of us who are Christian, okay? So again, he's born in 1801. He becomes a quite famous Anglican priest. He serves very famously at Oxford. And then his pursuit of truth in his mind, which is another theme of his teaching, compels him ultimately to give up that teaching post because you can't be a Catholic at that time and teach at Oxford. So the first point I want to make is he gives up a whole lot for the sake of his faith. He ends up giving up friendships. He gives up his teaching post. He gives up the prestige of that teaching post and the church he was serving at Oxford, all to pursue the truth. That's the first point. So he gives something up. The second point is that after doing that, he pursued and was invited to pursue a number of different professional projects as a Catholic now, most of which, by the way, failed. Most famously, he was asked to be the president or provost, I can't remember what the title was, of a newly founded Catholic university in Dublin, Ireland. That did not go well. And there were all kinds of other things that didn't go well in his life. And yet, ultimately, he was named a cardinal in the Catholic Church. And after his death, I didn't mention this, by the way, he was named a saint in 2019. All the doctors of the church are also saints in the Catholic Church. And then again, just this last week, he was named a doctor of the church. So for us who share his Christian faith, it makes me pause to reflect on, I guess, those two points for us. First, is there anything that we are willing to give up for our faith, as he did? I think that's worth reflecting on and thinking about. And if there isn't, we might ask ourselves, well, am I taking my faith seriously enough? And the other is, if we are finding ourselves in a place of dejection or frustration or despair, I think John Henry Newman is actually a wonderful model to remind us that through God's grace, we might actually be accomplishing far more than is perceptible to us, even if what we are doing seems to be failing. In the long run, we might actually be impacting all kinds of people's lives in ways that we cannot imagine or comprehend. So, I give thanks for his life. I don't think I've ever mentioned him in any of our podcasts before. Maybe I'm wrong about that. This is a huge, sort of very famous biography of him. He was celebrated again, not only as a great thinker, but as a great stylist of English prose. And I think his life has a lot to teach all of us at any time. So today I give thanks for his life and witness. I encourage you to study more about him, and I encourage you to reflect on those questions in your own life. Is there anything you're willing to give up for your faith, and to trust that God is using you for a purpose greater than yourself, even if you can't always see it? As always, thanks for being with me. Be well, stay in touch, and God bless.